international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
I'm not ready yet. Five more seconds.
Why?
Huh? Nothing, because I had to get my page reset up.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Hello, people.
Now you had a minute and 23-second countdown to get your shit ready. I mean, you got this fancy new camera. Can't even, you know.
Yeah, it's going back tomorrow, too. But you can see my hat. You see my hat good in the camera?
Yes, yes. We can see everything. We can see your shirt, your hat, your Let's Go Brandon, Wake or Make 1984.
Yeah, this is a wide angle lens.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Want me to give him the wide angle?
No. You see my window and
that's
everything.
Okay.
Although there's that painting of Emperor Zip.
There you go.
The Mad King. You see that up there? That's pretty good.
All right, we'll go back out of the wide angle.
I like that.
Notice our names tonight. We got them in spooky letters.
Probably. Now, see, anybody I've convinced I'm not narcissistic over the last 13 years just saw a painting that I had made of myself as the Mad King, and they all going, nope, we're wrong. He's an asshole. It was cute. I liked it. I made me laugh. That's why I got it. Shut up. Anyway. Hey, it's our first Wednesday show. We're going to stay on Wednesday from now on, I guess. So welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for Wednesday, November 1st.
2023.
Hump Day Year.
Yeah, see, we couldn't use that on Tuesday.
No, sure, well.
So there you go. That makes me happy.
We could have had
Hump Day.
We could have had one that said Hump Day Eve. Just saying.
Eve.
Oh, one day
no. I would have had to do that. It wouldn't have been as good.
So what?
I mean, my impersonate. Play the 2023 thing again.
2023.
See, my impersonation of Barbara Walters sucks.
Yeah, well.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
That impersonation was pretty good.
That's because I like to touch bonus holes.
No. I want to hear you impersonate this one.
Stop it, Bear!
Oh,
stop
God.
It! Bear!
Bear! Bear, leave my bonus hole alone. Leave it alone, Bear.
That was.
I did edibles, Bear. You're screwing with my mind.
That was literally one of the best clips of all time on Off Hook Radio. I'm sorry.
We'll have to do the whole day.
Yeah, that was great. I'm sorry.
But there are rumors out there about me, other than the narcissistic thing, that I am the best dad in the history of dads, and that's not true. I've made too many mistakes. I'm a good dad, though, I think. But I did teach my kids the right way, and I mean, I can prove it here. And yes, my son's name is Robert. Here he is.
Yeah, we're done, honey.
What a good boy.
What can I say? We're tuckus men in my family. Hoorah! Well, I'm not the only famous person. See, look. No, wait a minute.
You got to get this right. You got it wrong on pre-show. No, come on.
It's the opposite. There you go.
Oh, okay. I have to point to my wall over there. And so then it's if I'm pointing my wall over there, then it's pointing to Rick.
Hey, wait. We have a comment.
What day is it?
Hump Day Year.
That's what day it is.
I like the year. So I got that one.
And Carol says hello to us. We're in Halloween spooky letters today. Yeah, I know so Halloween's.
Oh, over. Okay.
Using spooky letters.
Yeah. Okay. We should do Game of Thrones letters sometimes.
Well, they don't give me Game of Thrones. There isn't Game of Thrones. It's spookier or just boring all rounded. And I like spooky. Okay. Related, so spooky.
Well, Rick up there, I want to tell you about Rick. He was on The Sopranos. And mm-hmm. those of you who are new to the show, he was on The Sopranos. You recognize him. You go back season 3, season 4, season 5, right?
Season 3, the whole time in Vesuvio is one of the waiters.
And 4 and 5?
No.
You're only on season 3.
That's it.
I've been giving you too much credit. Okay.
Good.
Anyway, season 3. He was on season 3 the whole year. Why was he on season 3 the whole year? Because, well, Rick knows people.
I know people.
He knows people. I found a clip of Michael Imperiale, who Rick knows from the show. He's the guy who played Christopher Moltisanti. He was on a night show with that unfunny guy on late night on NBC telling about when Rick's real Uncle Tony, who we've talked about on the show a few times, called the Sopranos, Tony, James Gandolfini, on his phone. Here we go.
Gandolfini got a call in the middle of the night, anonymous call. He never figured out who it was. He answers the phone and the guy says, listen, we like what you're doing. Doing a really good job, but know one thing. A Don never wears shorts. Click.
We know who it was. It was Tony, but Uncle Tony.
Uncle Tony.
the real Tony. Yeah. And I mean, look, Rick's look how classy Rick dresses.
Yeah, black shirt. Plain black
shirt. You have the gray sweats on?
And I got the curtains.
You have the gray sweats on today?
Of course.
Okay, he's going to stand up later, ladies, so you have something to look forward to.
There's the knee. Where's the knee?
Gray sweats.
Okay, because if he stands up later, you'll find out about the reason. Well, Rick is famouser than we thought. Famouser is a word, damn it. Famous.
Did you look it up? I don't think so.
No, I made it up.
All right.
I write the show. If I make it up, it's real. That's how this TV shit works.
I got you.
So Rick's famouser than we knew. I found out the other part of his retirement plan. We have a picture.
A Pickle Rick.
He's got his own booze line, Wicked Pickle Rick. Although he can't spell wicked. I don't know why the hell there's an H in wicked.
Wahicked.
Wahicked Pickle Rick.
Wahicked, yeah.
Wahicked, yeah. There you go.
So look for that at a liquor store near you. Rick wants to retire. He needs to sell more of his booze.
Yeah.
And, we've got his other retirement method.
There you go.
Is still available.
Still.
He's running holiday specials.
He always runs holiday. What's the Black Friday special that's coming up?
I should make a Black Friday. Maybe, I don't know, 40% off.
I wouldn't call it Black Friday. I'd call it Italian Friday. Because you call it Black Friday, people don't want mixed race babies aren't going to buy it.
I'll make it 40%.
Now, if you want to have Black Friday, just call it Swirl. Put a little chocolate and a little vanilla together.
Oh, God.
What? The kids look great. Most of the best looking people walking the planet are mixed race these days.
No. Swirl.
That was good. Swirl.
Yeah, I like swirls. Anyway. Hey, Rick was doing the trick-or-treat thing last night, and he posted some on Facebook. He's got this giant monster thing in his yard with a hand that covers the pickle.
It is.
Yeah, you got it on your phone to show people? Yeah,
hold on. Let me make them bigger. Hold on.
That's Rick's front yard. And there he's wearing a sweatpants, but no wicked pickle in that picture.
You can't see the sign. The sign says Halloween 2023.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
It's kind of like if the Rolling Stones went evil. You know, just make the tongue come out a little bit.
That was.
Yeah. All right. Slim, you give out real stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, not here at my house. We don't ever get trick-or-treaters here, so no. But at work, at my big boy job, we gave out candy apples. Not the good ones, the shitty, crappy ones.
The ones with a hard coating on them.
Yeah, they're freaking gross.
And what flavor was it?
Oh, we did blue raspberry this year.
Blue.
We did all blue raspberry. It's
I buy raspberries all the time. They're purple.
I know. These are blue.
Why are they? I know. Why does everybody sell? I used to get those snow cones when I was a kid. They were blue raspberry.
I know. We got grape.
Why is blue raspberry a thing? There's no blue fruits.
So no caramel apples with the nuts.
Well, we have caramel, you know, hard candy. We have blue raspberry, cherry, cinnamon, lime, grape, strawberry.
I like the ones with the nuts. Yeah, I don't even like caramel, but you know what I really like is the chocolate ones.
Oh yeah, dipped in chocolate with the
dark chocolate ones.
Yeah.
Although I'm diabetic, so I have to eat like a third of one at a time, and then the rest of the apple turns brown. You spent $9.99 for one third of an apple.
Yeah. We gave out 15.
Well, no, hey, Biden inflation, they're probably 15. I haven't bought one for 5 years. Probably 15 or $16.99 now.
Probably.
Those bitches were big. They were like this. Anyway. So let's go to Stupid Criminal of the Week so I don't get yelled at later on.
All right. We can do that.
All right. I got no clue who this criminal is. And the fact is, people, I don't care. Jill did not know the show was tonight because you didn't hear us last week. And we said next week it's going to be on Wednesday.
And it's always going to be on Wednesday from now on.
The podcast lives forever. It's okay.
That's right.
It's okay. Black Friday is racist.
We can't have White Friday.
Yeah. It's obviously racist because if White Friday, you can't say White Friday, you shouldn't be able to say Black Friday.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And just because the people at the Walmart at 4 a.m., never mind. I'm not even going there.
I could put my booze up for sale on Wednesday. I could call it Wicked Wednesday.
Wicked Pickle Rick.
Yeah, Wicked Wednesday Pickle.
Rick's Wicked Big Pickle. There you go. Let's go to Stupid Criminal of the Week. Like I said, I don't know who this criminal is, but the fact that the cops, judge, jury, and executioner are all the same dude, and we've got it on tape to boot. Stupid Criminal of the Week right here. Please, Slim.
Well, if you plan on stealing a bike from this house, well, cozy on up and make yourself comfortable, because at this house, you're going to score yourself a complimentary beatdown buffet on the house, now on the ground, now taking massive shots to the dome. My God, he is just serving them up. McNuckle sandwich is all you can eat. And just when you think it's over and corn-fed Fred begins to stand up, just takes a couple of deep breaths, and he's like, get ready for dessert, as he serves up a freaking McFlurry of punches and now giving him a chat, letting him know, I made people like you my bitch in prison. You know who you're f***ing with, man. Corn-fed Fred now remembering he forgot one last topping on the McFlurry punch we saw earlier, and one last shot for good measure. 22 shots of the dome later, and he is sleeping peacefully.
One last topping on the McFlurry. I mean, the kid, now, I've seen that whole video before. The kid had taken the bike and threw it over the fence, and then he was climbing the fence to go after the bike. And, you know, if you're a little narrow ass, you probably shouldn't steal stuff from 250-pound Samoans.
No.
Because you're going to get your ass beat like that boy. Oh, I love that one. Anyway, because of all the problems with the shows lately, I mean, we canceled two shows, and I've had all these damn glitches with my stupid computer. I want to try and make it up to people a little bit in the Stupid Criminal of the Week segment today, if that's okay with everybody. We cool?
Okay.
All right. Now, this next one has no sound to it, and I apologize for that, but I just couldn't find it with sound. It's only 18 seconds long. And I think it's from Target. I'm not positive about that. Rick, do you shop at Target, Rick?
I don't like Target.
Okay. I don't shop there.
I don't like
it. I drive past one once in a while, but I don't go there. But there is a security dude there, and I think Target just lets everybody steal, so I'm not sure. But then again, they might have put security dudes in because they wanted to stop you from messing with their tuck-it-away bathing suits for children, remember? They don't want you going in there and messing up their little displays. That little three-year-old Sheila hid it away at the beach. They're sick bastards. I mean, I could be wrong. This might not be targeted at all. And we got ladies watching the show. They'll tell us. But this is our bonus footage for Stupid Criminal of the Week, which, of course, we call Fuck Around and Find Out.
Wow.
I mean, what a shot, too. Sign that kid up. He probably pitched like you did, Slim.
Yeah. That was a strike.
That was a fastball right to the temple, baby.
That was definitely a strike. And then fucking knocked that guy straight out.
F-A-F-O, bitch.
Yeah.
Boom. I love it. Anyway, so what happened this week? Well,
he dropped his ears. There you go. That's what happened this week. Rick just dropped his ears. So hold on. He can't hear nothing. He's deaf as shit.
I can hear this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were deaf as shit.
I lost my rubber.
Oh, hey.
Hello. Oh, wait, even better. I lost my rubber that I stuck in my ear. There you go.
Okay, he's back.
Okay, I'm back.
If his pickle really is that wicked, maybe he should use one. I don't know. Yeah, it's like that joke I saw this week. Lady said, how'd you meet your husband? And she said, I'm a pharmacist. And he came in and he asked for XXXXXXL rubbers. And then she married him and found out he had a stutter. It wasn't that good, but it still made me smile. So what happened this week in the border? Federal agents. Now, you might not have heard this on the news. And it's not a big deal. I'm going to make a big deal about it. But federal agents working for the Biden administration have been using cutters, you know, bolt cutters, to open the barbed wire that the state of Texas had installed to keep people from coming in illegally. You know, people are not supposed to come in illegally. That's why it's called illegal.
Imagine that one. I mean,
you need 140 IQ to figure that one out, people. Yes, you do. Jesus, God. No, a federal judge had to tell the feds, you're not allowed to open up the fence and aid and abet illegals coming in through a hazard that Texas had installed.
Pretty fucking sad.
A federal judge had to do that. It took a federal judge to tell them that proactively letting them in is, like, illegal. Who knew? So Texas bears a huge burden of the Biden no border policy. And, of course, the burden is even worse on all those trafficked youngins, which we're not going to do a lot about, but I'm not going to talk about the border without mentioning all the children that we don't know where the hell they are, do we? Yeah, we do. That's not applause. Bitches. I mean, these people are just disgusting. If you can't protect children, you're a useless human being. So that's just my opinion. And if you want to disagree with me, fuck you. See, I didn't say it out loud. I'm behaving tonight. I'm trying to. I'll tell you why in a minute.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
That's later, Slim.
I don't care. I wanted to do it now.
I know.
I know it's later, too.
He can't help himself. He's incorrigible.
Right. That's right.
And since I've known him for 13 years, everybody's going to blame me for how he turned out.
You knew that was coming, so.
I did. And I didn't object. So anyway, it's like Biden kind of put up a sign at the border to welcome all the bad guys in. Even FBI Director Chris Wray has said twice in the last 8 days in interviews, well, one week's testimony for that, the House or Senate, wherever he was at today, and then the other one's with a Fox News guy, a stand-up interview last Sunday. He has said twice that the border issue poses a serious security threat to the homeland. Now, of course, you won't hear that from the homeland director because the homeland director is... Well, the Homeland Director tolerates his own agents being anti-Semitic and pro-Hamas. And we could show you the video clip on that one, but I think most of you have seen it by now. And Mayorkas, well, he was born in Cuba. So, you know, like Justin Trudeau up in Canada, his dad is Castro, so he's a commie. You know, I'm just wondering if Gavin Newsom might be another Fidel love child.
Maybe.
He's pretty close. So, but anyway, fortunately, this stuff is happening out there. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on any of it, but I feel terrible talking about any of these subjects without mentioning all of these things that we should be thinking about every day as to why this administration sucks. But we're starting to see a culture shift. I mean, we see it because, you know, frankly, we're looking for it. You don't see it near as much because social media doesn't want you to see it, right?
Yeah, they restrict that.
Yeah. And
suppress.
You know, Rick, who's a big deal in the dark web, he's not allowed to tell us about all the stuff he knows.
Well, I could, but...
Because a lot of it's... Then he'd have to kill us.
Well, no, wait. No. Not family necessarily business. Rick. These guys would probably have to kill
us. There you go.
Yeah.
Over here.
His New York family.
He's in the next room. Be careful.
Hey, no. Hey, they've been sending people down to Florida since what, the 1940s, 30s or 40s? I mean, hell, the mob owned Cuba before Castro. In the 50s, the mob made all their money off of Cuba. So, you know, part of the money that Rick spends on that wardrobe probably came from Cuba.
I don't know. I think this was made in, I don't even know what made in.
So the money to buy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing's made in Cuba anymore.
Cuban
but like
cars.
I said, we're seeing the culture shift. I mean, the same people that are out protesting Israel going after the people that assassinated 1,400 citizens were the ones wearing pussy hats in 2017 in the parades against Trump on the day of his inauguration, the day after. They're also the same ones who demanded Trump go to jail for asking about the Biden corruption, which he really did. But let's get rid of Trump for asking about it. They're the same people who encourage burning cities and defunding police over a criminal who swallowed all his drugs and died. And these are the same people that hate cows because, well...
They fart.
Cows fart. Yeah, it's the same people.
And that makes sense.
And we've got more of them here now because, you know, Biden just lets them in. But, you know, we could ask other countries, how's that assimilation going? You know, hey, Sweden, England, Germany, France. Shit's burning over there too, ain't it? Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, if they walk across your border waving another country's flag, that might be a clue they're not here to assimilate.
No.
The big IQ figures out another one. Yeah, that just shows you how dumb the people running our country are. Because this shit isn't hard. If I could figure it out, anybody could figure it out.
We just want votes, that's all.
Well, we were getting it right. It's just that the pompous ass who was getting it right pissed off all the weak-kneed types. You know, he hurts your feelings. Well, go on X, formerly known as Twitter, and look up a lady named Barry Weiss, B-A-R-I-W-E-I-S-S, Barry Weiss. She used to be a New York Times star reporter and columnist. New York Times, you know, a little to the left, like a little to the left. Yeah. It's like when that weightlifter chick told me a little left. Never. We're not going there. Yes. Barry Weiss is still a liberal, but she quit the New York Times. And she started her own company called the Free Press. And I don't mind that she's a liberal because she's not insane. She's left of center, but she has a brain and she uses it. She's like Tulsi Gabbard. You guys have seen Tulsi Gabbard? She just recently stopped being a Democrat because the Democrats were just too insane for somebody with common sense. Now, Tulsi Gabbard hasn't made the leap over to being a Republican, which is fine. She's an independent. I'm an independent. I would imagine Barry Weiss has probably dumped the Democratic Party too, and I doubt she's a Republican. But... things are changing, and she documents them every single day on X. So look her up and read her. People are not buying the bullshit anymore. And once again, because I work at this, we have found a white supremacist who is stirring up Trump's support. Now, this white supremacist is a little different than the white supremacists I've showed you before. This white supremacist, you actually might know who he is. He's famous. Go ahead. Check it out.
When I yell something, I want y'all to say 2024. When I say the word, say 2024. You ready? Y'all ready? Trump! I fuck with y'all, man. Waka Flocka, man.
It's Waka Flocka Flame, the rapper.
Waka Flocka Flame.
Waka Flocka.
You know, here's, I want to go
it's
back.
Waka Flame, but he just says Waka Flocka all the time. I don't know why.
I want to go
it's
back.
It's not my kind of music, but.
It's terrible music.
2024!
You know, let's go back to something real quick. You know, you said we're getting it right. We are. But here's the problem. When they pull the wool over our eyes again in the next election and the Democrats steal it and win, we're just not going to do anything about it. So while we're getting it right, we're going to let them walk all over us. They're going to win, and we're still not going to do anything. We're going to take it up the ass.
I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. I read something I didn't have time to develop for the show, but I will tell you what I read. The point I've got this thing about Trump here coming up in a minute, and it kind of ties in. The evidence of what happened in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia is there. The mathematic anomalies that occurred all around the same time at 1:30 or between 1:30 and 2:30 a.m. are the same anomalies in all four states. There's a giant jump in votes. Like the line on the chart, which was going up like this for Biden, suddenly went like that. He collected 148,000 votes against 29,000 for Trump in just a few minutes in Michigan. The numbers were different. I don't remember what they were in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, but they were huge, all against Trump. You also had the thing where they say, oh, those ballots were meant to be counted. Those people weren't pulling them out from underneath the tables and all this stuff. Well, the state that happened in Georgia, Fulton County, said that they closed down the counting center. Remember? It was closed down for the night. Nobody was going to be counting any more votes till in the morning. But these people pulled them out, and there's videotape because they forgot to turn off the cameras because they're stupid asses. There's only five people left in the whole building. But they ran the same ballots through the machine three fucking times. The evidence is there. Eventually, they're going to figure this shit out.
But okay, you're right.
But
okay,
we
maybe
all
they
get
will.
Canceled when we talk about it.
All right, but let me just say this, though. This is the only thing. They're going to figure, okay, if they do figure it out, if they figure it out, and they finally come to an agreement that, yes, it was wrong, it's not going to matter. We still had Joe Biden as president, and Trump wasn't president, and it's not going to make a fucking difference.
And every,
it's not like they're all
every
gonna
family
stay.
Of four in this country is about $30,000 behind where they would be if we'd have stayed on the Trump trajectory.
So are we all going to get $30,000 from the government?
Fuck no. They added more than that per person to the national debt, for Christ's sake.
I know. I'm just... So all of this isn't going to matter because it's not going to change anything. It's just going to change the news cycle stating that, okay, they were wrong, but that's it. That's it.
Well, they're just now starting to admit how wrong they were on COVID.
That
was 3 years ago.
Did you see the article that came out today? It was on Fox News too, where the coronavirus is being studied in a U.S. lab in 2018. They have now found this out that we were playing with this same exact strain here in the U.S. in 2018.
Well, we've got my meme of the week coming up later on, but my backup meme of the week that I almost gave you was a picture of that the screaming woman. You know, when Trump won that. Woman going, It was her, like, and it was like, keep your hands off my body. And then the bottom picture was Fauci going, yeah, okay. Or you can't tell me what to do with my body. Yeah, okay, never mind. I screwed it up. But we are getting it right. And the pompous ass, well, he pissed off all the weak-kneed people and hurt their feelings. But people like Barry Weiss gives me hope that things are changing. If you watch The Five, you got Harold Ford, Democrat, congressman. He's not insane.
No, he actually isn't. He's pretty smart.
Yeah. You got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If you can understand what he's saying. You know, he's left of center, but he's not insane. I mean, there are some left. Oh, God. Not Zip for president. Oh, my God. No, they dig up my past. No. No,
Zip can't get his camera right. He ain't going to get the country right.
Yeah. I could do a better job than the assholes in there now. I promise you that.
This is true.
But anyway, we saw the white supremacists and the culture shift. But I've got to show you this. This is another Biden impersonation. This is like the remember the kid, the short Rudy Tooty kid we had last week?
Yeah.
You know, I said there's a impersonation of Biden. It was a little kid in the high chair going, "I sharted." Mm. You know, that one. Well, I've got a, I, like our white supremacist clip that we just ran, the guy doing the Biden impersonation this week is actually famous too. You might even recognize him.
Well, that's his first freeze of the night.
Here is this week.
Yeah. So he might even recognize him.
I didn't
him.
Have my thing
here,
up either.
Here we go.
Oh, good.
My bad. I did, and it just stopped. Hold on.
Did you ever see him, though? Finishes, and by that time, all the stuff is worn off, so he's totally incoherent. And he goes, thank you.
I saw one of our comments, I think it was Audra, said that the patent for the vax was approved 10 years earlier. mRNA patent for mRNA was approved, and the mRNA is just adjusted and tweaked for whatever particular virus they're going to go after. So technically, she's right. It pretty much was approved 10 years early. That doesn't mean there's a conspiracy theory that the virus was thought of 10 years ago, but it still sucks. But I like that guy. That was a good impersonation of Biden, didn't you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Absolutely.
So while we're making liberal heads explode, what the hell? I haven't done this segment in a while. This is This Week in Misogyny. There you go. This Week in Misogyny, the Babylon Bee helping me out. A woman who's good at driving, wondering if she might be transgender. Think about it a minute, people. I'm not explaining everything to you, for Christ's sake. Thank you, Slim. So, while we're on misogyny, let me do my joke of the week.
Uh-oh.
Guys, how do you know when your girlfriend's getting fat?
I don't know.
When she starts fitting into your wife's clothes.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, both my wives were hot when I married them, and both of them went. Huh? Telling you, it's true. So this week in football.
You and your damn football.
It's football season.
We didn't do this week in baseball when it was baseball season.
Baseball's 162 frigging games. Football's only 17. So it's this week in football time, and I'm a Cowboys fan. Yeah, okay, boomy. But as a Cowboys fan, I understand heartbreak. I know sadness. It's been 27 years of hype and failure. And giggling for my son, who's an Eagles fan. And he sent me this reel. And in the interest of making the vast majority of you smile, I will allow Slim to play this, please.
Look at the stats. You'll see that Dak can, in fact, get the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. There are 53 players on the Cowboys roster, along with 12 coaches. The average Super Bowl ticket costs $8,837. So that means getting the Cowboys to the Super Bowl, along with transportation and lodging, costs approximately $671,905. Dak makes $40 million a year. So as you can see, getting the team to the Super Bowl won't be an issue for Dak.
Such terrific mathematical analysis, Tony.
All right. And this next one here, I know we have it because I saw it on pre-show. Slim say this was removed from the internet. I don't know why. But Slim is so fast.
Yeah, once I play this, Facebook's gonna shit can our feed, but that's okay.
No, it's not that bad. He's cat quick. And he got this for us. This is Cheerleader Smackdown.
Well, when your cardio is crap and you've had way too many Little Debbie snacks in your lifetime, it's probably not wise to sucker punch a cheerleader who is now punching her way into a victory. It's nothing but a punch buffet here. And with a nice takedown with a little bit of ground and pound action, now turning her face into Hamburger Helper, this fight is over. Let's take a quick look at the replay. Sucker punches are for bitches, and you can see that she is getting bitch slapped, hammer fisted to her dome, and just continues to press forward because she thinks she's big. And that's going to help. But in this situation, it appears she's got heavier hands. And it appears this Hot Pocket Knuckle Sandwich Buffet is over. Great job.
Yeah, remember the video of my son Robert at the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been for the one that sucker punched him. That's a big butt.
Whoa.
And the cheerleaders are in shape. They exercise all the time, jumping around, and you're a big fat thing, and you sucker punch a cheerleader. You're just stupid, not thinking you're gonna get a beat down. Mm-hmm. She might as well just go steal a bike from that Simone guy's house.
Mm-hmm. You know, we should do a hockey this week in hockey.
Guy got killed in hockey.
I know, that's why. And you know, more and more teams and more leagues are now are going with these chin strap things. So I'm actually kind of hoping when we go to our next local team game that they've implemented this.
That guy threw a karate kick at his neck with fucking ice skates on.
See the video? Do you think it was intentional?
Yes. I don't think he intended to kill him, but he intended to kick him. Okay, your leg does not go 5 feet off the ice with a spin move, unless you're just practicing your karate while you're skating. No, that was completely intentional. He's the dirtiest guy in the English league.
I didn't know that.
He led the league in penalty minutes last year, and he's a dirty son of a bitch, and he should go to jail for manslaughter.
Is there any charges? Has there been any charges? Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't think there was. The way it looked to me is that he was trying to check another player, and he slipped, and his legs went flying up into the air.
And the guy he killed is an American, 29-year-old American. He used to play for the Penguins. So, anyway, yeah, that was really sad. I do have a football news story also. It made me chuckle. This will be quick, but you guys all remember the mixed-race NFL quarterback who got to the Super Bowl and then basically failed miserably? Way to go, Ravens. Much of the chagrin of his adoptive parents, who were white, by the way, he became a symbol for police hatred and then blamed his athletic career ending on, of course, racism. Dude, there's no black quarterbacks in the NFL at all, is there? Yeah, there's plenty, and they're good. And a lot of them are making $50 million a year now because they don't suck like you, Colin. You know, you've seen them, you've heard him. You've seen him kneel. Colin Blow Kaepernick. He still sucks, but now it's at coaching. Colin Kaepernick fired. We've got a picture of him, right? With his screw the police socks on.
We do got a picture of him.
That's
him.
That's when he was still gainfully employed. The headline is Colin Kaepernick fired from his first coaching job. Quote, the kids just can't stand him. As the sixth game of the season came to an end with six more to play, the principal of Joseph Barron Senior High School in Des Moines, Iowa, had no choice. He had to fire the new coach, former NFL quarterback Colin Blow Kaepernick. He took the job quietly to stay tethered to football, but from the start, things went poorly. The kids can't stand him, said the principal. He just had a way of pissing people off. We never noticed. The guy would kneel during the national anthem. That didn't piss anybody off. No.
Well, listen, isn't it true now that the referees have they're allowed to remove players who have kneeled for the national anthem? I swore I saw an article on Facebook today that
I do know that the schools can't do nothing about coaches who pray on the field, because that guy in Iowa, I think it was Iowa, also who prayed after the games and before the games in the locker room. He played after the games. I prayed at midfield after the games, and kids would gather around and stuff. And they fired him for it because they told him to stop doing that on school grounds. And he got reinstated with 3 years back pay and got his head coaching job back. So fuck you. But yeah, I like that. The principal. And you know, principals
are
so principals.
Here it is.
Good people.
Here it is. I have it right here. NFL referees eject four NFL players for kneeling during the national.
Oh, NFL.
Yeah. Unprecedented decision stirs debate. The article's not loading fast enough for me, but I just Googled it, and it does appear that there was NFL players that were ejected, and these referees can now, it won't load. It just froze my browser.
Oh, no, that's cool if the NFL's doing that. I'm surprised the NFL's doing that, considering who runs the NFL.
They were removed for unsportsmanlike conduct, the article claims. Now, again, I can't get any real information, but.
All right.
And it won't load.
That'd be true. It might, but
well, if it's true, put it in next week's for the football segment.
I can find.
That'd be cool. We got real news here. Space, the final frontier. To boldly go where even Wicked Pickle Rick feared.
He's not going to space. He's just going frozen.
He's not going to space.
Yeah, it's the WMI. I'm writing this down. WMI provider. Host. That's what zooms up and I freeze. It zoomed to 88%. But that's critical for running Windows, but it also says other programs use it probably more than they should. I don't understand it. I'll have to ask some computer geek guy.
Geek squad.
And if I don't get a good answer, I'm shelling out Christmas money. Your Christmas presents are going down this year, guys.
That's all right. You need a new computer. You got to do it.
Might have to buy one for myself. Anyway, I apologize. NASA's new mission. They're asking the public to help name this new mission. And since we here at Off the Hook Radio came up with the famous name Bodie McBoatface that they do use for an underwater science ship in Europe, we wanted the big ship named that, but they acquiesced and gave us the submersible. So.
Yeah, better than nothing.
Yeah, yeah. We led the world.
That's right.
It is incumbent upon Off the Hook Radio 2.0 to help NASA name this mission. Here's the ad for the mission. Hmm. Planetary Mission Concept Study for the 2023 to 2032. What's that word? Decadal Survey. Journey to an ice giant system. Name the Uranus mission. So I asked our listeners on my Facebook page to help us name the Uranus mission.
Oh, boy. And I bet you got some interesting responses.
Most of them are mine.
Oh.
But, yeah, I got a few. My first one was, how about we call it the Hershey Probe?
There you go.
It's a spaceship to Uranus. Patricia said, let's name it Biden's Glory Hole. But we figured out in pre-show it should be called Biden's.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, I don't even have it.
Oh, no.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
No. There it is. Biden's Sorry. Bonus hole.
My bad. It wasn't on the correct button. It was chewed up for something else.
Denise just thought, since it's shaped like that, we just call it the suppository. I suggested that maybe we call it just the tip. Did that ever work?
No. No.
It did when I was a teenager.
Well, it was because it was just a tip. Oh.
Forget it. We're not going there. Let people's imaginations go wild.
All right.
Kathy thought we should call it Fudge Pack Fantasy. And Kathy got a little carried away with that one, but I like that one. Leslie thought we should call it Zip's Dream.
No.
Been there, done that. Sorry. Now, Ralph, my buddy Ralph, he's a retired police officer, I believe. I got the right guy. Yeah, that's Ralph. Ralph thought we should call it Sphincter.
Well, I was thinking Journey to the Sphincter.
Yeah, but I said Sphincter's not enough. So I asked him, I said, Ralph, hey, what? Sphincter Probe, Sphincter Mission, Sphincter Journey.
Journey.
Yeah. He got back to me. He said, his is better than mine.
Right.
Sphincter Trek.
Oh.
I like that one. Keith. Now, Keith had the simplest one, and this might be the one NASA actually goes with. This is very good, Keith. Thank you. Colonoscopy 1. Hey, it's our first probe in Uranus.
I'll call it that, probing Uranus.
Now, I came up with a couple other ones. Laura wants to call it just the bend over mission.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe we could call it the planetary orbital observation probe, or POOP.
Boom.
Yeah, and then my other thought was research, evaluate, connect to Uranus mission. That's RECTUM.
Rectum.
Rectum, rectum. We got rectum. RECTUM. Rectum, rectum. We done rectum.
Oh, I want one of those shirts.
What, rectum shirt?
Yeah, I want one of the rectum shirts if they pick rectum.
I think they should pick colonoscopy one or research, evaluate, connect.
Yeah.
And those are my choices. But anyway, that's real news, people. Real freaking news on Off the Hook Radio.
Send in your suggestions. Send them to Zippy.
Yeah. Send me, if you got any more suggestions, that's fine too.
Oh, there you go. Kathy thinks poop is good.
Just poop?
Poop.
Yeah, that's. I think that was hers. She's voting for her own.
Right. She can't vote
that's
for her
cheating.
Own.
I think that's the same cat. I don't know. Anyway, I did post a meme about this a few months ago, and maybe this will help. You know, just to give you an idea how big Uranus is. You know, it was the one who hit the cheerleader. 63 Earths can fit inside Uranus. 64 if you relax.
70 if you got KY jelly.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, William Shatner was the biggest horn dog in Hollywood, man.
70 if he's just...
Oh, wait. Mark's got one. Mission to Ice Hole.
Ice Hole. Ice Hole. That's good. That's good, Mark. That's very good. You should put that on my page. It would have made the show. Well, made the show anyway. Oh, she liked my planetary orbital observation.
Yeah, poop was yours.
Probe. That's my poop. Well, she's voting for my poop, not her
she's
poop.
She's voting for your poop.
Well, there you go. That's why I have a bidet. That's why I have a bidet.
Oh, Jesus.
No, we're not going there. Anyway. All right. I got the Uranus meme. We just ran that. This story made me think of something else. Yeah. And I asked you guys about this on pre-show because it's kind of scary, but we're on the subject. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask. I don't really have an answer to this question, but I'm going to ask this question. How do blind people know when they're done wiping?
I think they sniff the toilet paper.
Rick, were you able to find anything?
The most common answer, yes, is how the toilet paper feels.
If it still feels like it's got some...
Which side of it are they feeling?
Well,
like, is it sliding through their butt, or do they, like, take the operational side and go...
I don't know. Maybe you do it and push it. I don't know.
I still think it's easier.
I'm not making fun of blind people. It's a legit question. How do you know?
Well, who picks up their dog shit?
I had Mexicans do that.
Oh, you do, but when oh boy.
Hey, they're coming over the border. They gotta do something.
Kathy's right. That was the other answer that was underneath. That was the second answer.
Okay. Oh, anyway. So since we're into November, I need to mention that Thanksgiving is in 3 weeks. And then it's Christmas, and it's a time of giving. And especially when you donate items, you have to donate them before December 31st to claim them on this year's tax return. Now, I don't know how all that works in Great Britain, or especially in Wales, because there's a charity in Swansea I'm going to talk about here in a second. But you remember Bill Clinton wrote off his underwear that he gave to Goodwill.
Did he really?
Yeah, he actually wrote off his underwear on his tax returns. No, you're not supposed to do that. But we've got a picture here. This is in Swansea. And the charity in Swansea asked customers to stop donating their sex toys.
Huh.
They reminded people that it's a charity shop, that we're a children's charity. We've got a range of ages on our wonderful volunteer team. And we'd also remind you that the branch has CCTV So if you think you're just sneaking your used dildos and dental dams and those kind of things into the little slot, they see you. They can trace them back. They know who it was.
Yeah, you know, how is that a crime? It's not a crime. You're still
not a crime.
Up
they're just saying they don't want your used dildos.
Oh, it's gently used. Gently used.
Give them to your sister.
Oh God.
Or give them to your mother if daddy's passed away. Huh. You know. But okay, don't be writing off your stuff.
Anyway. What if you clean it?
I think everybody who's got one cleans them after every use. You would hope. No, we don't give them to the children's charity. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Gavin Oil Slick Newsom. Is he going to save the Dems? I don't know. But he just spent a week in China, probably trying to see if he can get in on some of that Hunter cash.
Of course he was.
And maybe getting some governor tips for California, because he pretty much runs it the same way. Of course, they don't have near as much homeless or shit in the streets in China, and they've got way more people. But he's got a way to he got way too comfortable, is what I should say, around his communist masters. It seems we've got video. The kid's got something broken. He's getting up because in China you lose face if you show you're hurt. But he's a 6'4" oil slicked white honky, and he runs over a 3'7" Chinese kid.
Well, at least he didn't sniff his hair.
Let's make him president. No, he spanked. He patted his ass.
No, he missed his ass. It was on his back. I looked.
He was patting his ass.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah. We know what he was really doing at French Laundry. anyway. I don't think this loser is going to be the savior. Man. But again, this week I heard from a new viewer that enjoyed the show but thought we swore too much. Fuck it up, fuck it up. See, Slim knew I was going to say that. That's why he had that ready on the board. And I would like to apologize to her, but this is my apology.
Son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Fuck it up! Fuck it up!
What would they do to somebody like that in Brooklyn, Rick?
What?
Somebody who just threw the F word out there all the time.
You curse all the time, basically, in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn's not... Oh, they just dress classy.
Yeah.
They curse a lot, but they don't wear shorts.
Right.
Yeah, Don should not wear shorts.
No.
Okay.
Shortless.
All right. So if I ever become Italian and a Don, I'm screwed because I wear shorts like 90% of the time.
And you can't have sandals either.
I don't really like sandals. I just go barefoot. Sorry.
All
right. I'm singing. Silently. I'm saving everybody. I'd like to make one more point about this terrible administration that we have. I've got a reel here. This is the Interior Secretary of the United States. Secretary of the Interior. That's like a cabinet post. You know, it's like a semi-important real freaking job here. She's doing a video basically for TikTok, which is run by the people who pay the Bidens. And, you know, for other social media too, I guess. But if you think things are going to improve in the future under Biden, think again. These are the not serious people he's hired. We got Butt Fudge at Transportation. I was going to say he doesn't know which end is which, but obviously he does know which end is which. But he doesn't know anything about transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Secretary of the Interior proving that as a country, we're just not serious anymore. Check this.
Excited to be here with you. At Stonewall, the National Monument, with these beautiful flags behind us. Tell me, in your own words, why places like this, like Stonewall, are so important to telling America's story?
That's a great question. I think it's because queer rights are more under attack than ever. And I think if we don't acknowledge the past, we're bound to repeat it. So, at a place like Stonewall, this beautiful place. It's a place where so much discrimination and hatred occurred against the queer community, but it's also a place where resistance and queer joy and queer liberation happened. And I think that that is worth celebrating and commemorating.
Now, as I was saying, drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad.
I mean, come on, seriously. Stonewall, okay, I understand, you know, I understand that whole thing. That's fine. But for the Secretary of the Interior to ask a serious question to a dude dressed as a park ranger with fake tits and a mustache, we're not a serious freaking country. Okay? And, you know, that guy was, he was, you know, he was one of those assholes marching with the Free Gaza, you know, Queers for Palestine. Yeah, okay, go over there to Palestine one time, bitch. See how long they take care of you. I saw a video with this black woman who was obviously gay, which is fine. I don't care if you're gay. Yeah, you guys know I have a very close family member who's gay. My daughter. And, you know, that's fine. My daughter could kick that guy's ass. But, yeah, when she passes her thing, she passed her thing today. I've got a picture of her next week. She's doing her firefighter thing, man. I got a picture of her badass with the big hose and everything. You know. I got a little, all 5'2", 140 pounds of muscle. But that guy goes to Palestine, like the black woman in the thing. And she says, oh, they would treat me great over there. They would give me health care, and I'm sure they would feed me, and they would protect me in the tunnels from the Israeli bombs. No, they wouldn't. They would find a building that Israel hasn't blown up yet, and they'd throw your fucking ass off of it. They're Muslims.
Yep.
We've got our show meme of the week at the end. I'll explain more then. So we're not serious. But unless we do something as voters, this garbage isn't going to change. And yes, eventually the courts will get it right. You know, they'll figure out the election thing and everything else. But in the meanwhile, Trump's still being persecuted. He's, you know, they're going to convict him of something and throw that in there. And then they're going to say, oh, yeah, I mean, right now they got a trial going on in Colorado to take him off the ballot for the 14th Amendment because of insurrection. And the first thing Trump's lawyer did was Swalwell was one of the witnesses. You know, the guy who banged the Chinese spy and farted on camera in an interview. One of the worst Congress. California, you know, you can be liberal all you want, but you need to get rid of assholes like Swalwell, please. God. He's like the male Rashid Tlaib. He's just an idiot. But he was on there bitching about Trump and insurrection because that's how the 14th Amendment, if you were guilty of insurrection, you can't run for an office.
Right.
So the first thing the Trump lawyer does is he gets up there and he shows the Trump tweets that they skipped on the January 6th committee, ones where Trump said, be peaceful, we're the party of law and order, respect the men in blue, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the nice stuff that Trump said to people to not do any violence. They, of course, they ignored all that during January 6th hearings, and you never hear it on CNN or MSNBC. And then he threw up Swalwell's tweets where, you know, we had one Trump tweet. Trump said, we need to fight for our point of view on this, but we need to be respectful. And then he threw up like five tweets of Swalwell's where Swalwell said, we need to fight for our right to abortion. We need to fight for this. And we need to fight for that. We need don't take any crap over this. And the lawyer just looked at him and says, so were you inciting violence, Congressman Swalwell? I mean, it was over in like 6 minutes. It's fucking over. Now, that doesn't mean the liberal judge won't say Trump's guilty and then the Supreme Court will have to get involved and tell the judge he's full of shit. But it's not going to happen. So we do have to fight back. Another thing we're fighting back on like I said, eventually the courts will get it right, but like Trump's being persecuted. The January 6th sentences are unreal for disrupting Congress. But then you got Dems who disrupt congressional proceedings, which is what those people on January 6th were charged with. Not insurrection, not riot. It was with disrupting a congressional proceeding, which is technically a felony. So the Democrat who pulled the fire alarm so they wouldn't have to go in and vote on something that he didn't want to vote for was disrupting a congressional proceeding. Well, if you're a Democrat, you get a $1,000 fine. You have to write a letter that says, I'm sorry. And your record gets expunged after 3 months. But if you're a Republican for Trump, you sit in solitary confinement for 18 months until they come around and basically charge you with trespass. And then the judge gives you fucking 30 days for trespass or 60 days or 90 days. It's, I mean, there were some people who did some bad shit who probably should go to jail, and they are. But they're taking people who never even went in the building and giving them jail sentences. It's horrible. But this guy, everybody's seen him on tape pulling the damn fire alarm lever, which means all the buildings have to empty. Congress can't, you know, and they can't do the vote on the omnibus bill. So nobody called SWAT at 5 a.m. to go to this congressman's house. Nobody placed him in solitary confinement. But we do have to fight back, like Roseanne did. Remember, Roseanne got kicked off her own show for being politically incorrect. ABC basically canceled her. ABC also made the mistake of kept running the show just without Roseanne. Oh, she died. Hmm. But they kept running the show. The settlement was announced on Saturday. Roseanne got $208 million.
Hmm. Good for her. I can't stand her, but
fuck you, Disney. Oh, I swore again. I apologize. I should just do this. Disney? Okay. So good for her. But the current situation that we're dealing with that we've been talking about, the Israeli one, calls for much more of this. I got a nice little video for you here in New York. These are Rick's.
Why'd you rip it off? Put it back. Well, show me what you're holding. So, yeah, keep it on. No, what are you doing? Do you know where they are right now? Do you have any idea where they are right now?
All right.
I'm a veteran. I'm telling you.
All right.
Don't do it.
I'm not fucking Jewish. He's not Jewish. I don't know if he is or not. Doesn't fucking matter. This is fucking the USA. It's New York City. You don't have a fucking right to touch that shit. This is a free country. You can wave your Palestine flag and say death to the Jews or America, whenever you want. But we can put up fucking signs. Okay? Then don't rip that down. You are doing something. You're offending us, motherfucker. Yeah, you are. When you throw that on the floor, you're littering the city. In a minute, I'm going to litter the fucking floor with you.
You have a proof?
So move the fuck on. Do you have proof they're not kidnapped? No, so shut the fuck up.
Don't touch.
I know that's what you want. I'm dying to fucking put you in the hospital.
Come on,
you piece of shit.
You know, see, that's the difference between them and us. Okay, we acknowledge they have the right to say they hate Israel and to be anti-Semitic little Nazi bastards if they want to. But they don't even acknowledge that Hamas cooked babies in ovens alive in front of their mother after they raped her, which they did. It's on tape. They don't.
They don't do video.
Acknowledge. I hate three. I know. But I told you my all-time fear is freezing when I'm going. And it's going to be all over the internet. Zipko's gay. Not happening. But you know, we will defend their rights to be assholes, but don't fuck with our rights. To stick up for what we want to stick up for. Those people were kidnapped. That's what they're going. They're going, oh, prove it. Give us proof.
How is his voice coming for the video?
Yeah, he's off sync.
Am I off sync now too?
Yeah.
Let's just move to me.
That's right. We're done. Memes of the week, Slimbo.
All right. Well, show meme first. Here you go.
Well, this ties in with what we're saying. I don't think women should have any rights. LGBT should be executed. Wow, what a complete primitive asshole you are. You must be a conservative. No, actually, I'm a Muslim. They're my religious beliefs. Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I hope you don't think I'm Islamophobic. Queers for Palestine. Queers for Palestine. That's how fucked up the left is. What's next?
Here's yours.
Oh, this is mine's next? Oh, yeah. That's that look on your face when she takes her pants off. She's wearing Star Wars underwear. Oh, man, she's getting naked and she has a sense of humor. She likes Star Wars. And then you realize it looks like Chewbacca's hiding in them.
Here's Rick's. I like this one. I've actually posted this one to Facebook too, Rick. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's right after Halloween, like today at Walmart, all the Christmas carols are out already. But poor little Thanksgiving is screwed over left and right. You cannot do a New York tradition. You do not put up Christmas lights before Christmas lights go out right after Thanksgiving. That's when
Christmas lights go up. Not after
Halloween. Don't play Mariah Carey.
No.
Okay.
What do you guys want?
Here's mine, because I work in retail, and trust me, this is what I'd like to be able to do. But I want to be able to throat punch them, not just fight them. I want to be able to throat punch them. Just one a day. We should get a roll of coupons that we get to redeem and throat punch a customer every day. But
that'd be great.
It would it would make my day so much less stressful.
It made my day.
Throat punch.
Yeah.
I got lots of Karens I'd like to throat punch. Yeah. Anyways,
you can't hit Karens.
Oh, they're the ones that deserve it the most.
You have to hire a Sheila to hit a Karen.
Well, I'll hire a Sheila.
Or, you know what you could do?
Wait, I can just identify as Sheila.
You can put on some fake boobs.
There you go. I don't even have to do that. I just can identify.
Identify as a woman.
That's right.
Therefore, I'm going to kick your ass, bitch.
That's right. There you go. Fuck yeah. All right, hold on. Before you say, we got someone saying goodnight to us. So Kathy says goodnight.
Nighty.
Maria says hello to you, and that's all we got. So
thank you. My sweetest thing of the week is one of the best ever, and this is people helping people, guys. This is just awesome. Everybody should watch this to the end. It will make you smile, if not bring a tear to your eye. Thank you for watching. We appreciate it, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, you were there for me, to love and care for me. When skies were gray, whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me.